Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Why Data Quality is the Hidden Superpower of AI. If you've ever wondered why your AI tools aren't delivering what you hoped, this one gets to the heart of it.
I'll be honest, I read the title and thought it sounded like a bit of a stretch. Hidden superpower? But the argument Brett makes is actually solid.
So the central point is this. The number one reason AI projects fail isn't the technology, it isn't the budget, it isn't a lack of technical skill. It's poor data quality.
And that's going to surprise a lot of people. Most business owners assume the AI tool itself is what matters. Buy the right software and it'll sort things out.
Right. And Brett is direct about this. AI does not fix bad data. It magnifies it. If your customer records are duplicated, your job records are incomplete, your reports use inconsistent formats, the AI just mirrors that confusion back at you, faster and with more apparent confidence.
Which in some ways is worse than messy spreadsheets. At least with messy spreadsheets, people know to be cautious. AI outputs can look completely convincing, even when they're built on flawed foundations.
Exactly. So what does data quality actually mean? Brett breaks it into five qualities: accurate, complete, consistent, timely, and secure.
Let's run through those. Accurate is obvious. Names, prices, outcomes are correct. Complete means the important fields are actually filled in. Consistent is the one I think most businesses underestimate.
Consistent catches people out. Same format, same definitions, across all your systems. If one system records a job as completed and another records it as done, your AI sees two different things.
Timely matters too. The data has to be current, not months out of date. And secure, which Brett argues belongs inside data quality, not bolted on afterwards.
That's an important shift in thinking. When you start cleaning and centralizing data, you're touching personal information. So the privacy and security questions have to come at the same time. Who can access this? Where does it live? Are sensitive fields being encrypted?
Most businesses treat that as IT's problem. But if leadership is making an AI decision, those questions become a leadership issue.
There's a case study in the article I think will land well. A mid-sized retail company in Australia wanted to use AI to predict which products would sell best each season.
Classic application.
Classic. But their sales data was scattered across five systems. Customer records were inconsistent, product codes were duplicated, dates were formatted differently. Before touching any AI, they spent 3 months cleaning and aligning everything.
3 months is a real commitment for a business to make.
It is. And the result was a 15% reduction in overstock and a clear purchasing plan for the quarter ahead. Brett's point is that their success had nothing to do with fancy AI. It came down to disciplined data hygiene.
And that's the mindset shift Brett is pushing for. Owners want to jump straight to the automation, but the less exciting work up front is what actually makes it pay off.
There's one more concept worth naming: prompt drift. Even after you've cleaned your data and things are working well, your business keeps changing. New products, new customers, systems evolve. Without maintenance, your AI starts giving outdated or confusing responses over time.
So it needs ongoing care, not a one-time setup.
That's exactly how Brett puts it. AI is a living part of your operation. It needs regular checkups on both the data and the prompts you're using.
I also liked his point on the team side. Clean data only stays clean if people care about keeping it that way. When each department takes ownership and understands why accuracy matters, they become partners in the whole process rather than just watching technology happen around them.
And for context, Brett positions data quality as step three in a seven-step AI implementation process. You assess readiness first, clarify business impact second, then sort the data before any automation begins.
Good sequence. You wouldn't start building on a shaky foundation.
Right. All right, one action each before we wrap. What's yours?
Pick one data set that matters most to you. Customer details, maintenance records, financial reports. Whichever one you'd most want to hand to an AI. Then score it honestly against Brett's five qualities. Accurate, complete, consistent, timely, secure. That audit alone tells you where to start.
Mine is simpler. Take the idea that AI magnifies data problems rather than fixing them and bring it into your next conversation about AI in the business. That framing changes everything about what needs to happen before you automate anything.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes into much more detail on the five qualities, the cleanup process, and how data quality fits into a structured AI rollout.
And if you want to know where data quality sits in your own operation, you can book a free AI audit there as well. It's a conversation about how AI can genuinely augment your team and the way your business works day to day.
Worth doing before you spend money on tools.
We'll see you on the next one.